maybe, and that is that neither Mr. Hamilton nor Mr. Evans was named by name in the injunction. It is the rule in this state, Your Honor, please, and I believe everywhere, that any person, no matter who he is, he aids, counsels, abets, or participates in any way in the violation of the lawful order of the court, is liable in contempt, and it makes no difference from whence he receives the notice of the order. I call the court's attention to Boyles against Boyles, 41 Tennessee 284, which was decided over 100 years ago in 1860 and has never been departed from by any court in this jurisdiction since. Now, just listen to the situation in this case, Your Honor, please, and see how far it goes. Much, much farther than is involved in this case. There, the court held that an individual not a party to the suit and not named in the injunction, either specifically or as a member of a group, was nonetheless bound by the injunction, even though the injunction never issued, because the complainant could not raise sufficient security. The court held that a stranger to the order was bound by the order upon proof that he had knowledge of the fire. Now mark this well, Your Honor. He had knowledge for the fire of the injunction, even though his actions in violation of the injunction occurred before the injunction was actually issued, but after the fire was issued. Notice from any source is sufficient to acquire its affairs. This is what the court stated. This is from Gibson that I'm about to read. A defendant is bound by the injunction from the moment he learns of its existence, not regardless of the means of information. Notice by letter, telegram, newspaper, word of mouth, radio, or television, or other means will be sufficient to bind. And in National Steelworkers, which I have already cited in court, if after such notice he does any act violative of the spirit of the injunction, he is as guilty as though he had been previously notified by the sheriff. He cannot shield himself in such a case under the pretext that the writ had not been served on him or had been effectively served. Now, Your Honor, we have met many times about this. Everyone on this committee is mindful of what can happen in this case. We have here a world figure who was murdered by some person unknown. We have a report from the grand jury saying that there is probable cause on which to try a named defendant. Because of the celebrity of the victim, because there is involved the name of the victim in the central ferment of these times, this case will be watched from all over the world. Past experience shows what can happen. You can go back to Lizzie Borden, the case of Lizzie Borden, bring the history of these trials right on through, Gray Snyder, Sacco Vanzetti, Hauptmann, Estes, Lindbergh. They give a pretty good indication of what can happen unless preventive measures are taken. There is spelled out now by the opinion of the Supreme Court in Shepard exactly what those preventive measures should be, and this court has taken them. And thing that we are sensitive about and agree about. No member of this committee wants to continue in a vendetta with the newspapers. As far as personalities are concerned, it's an unequal struggle. The image of any professional man who cannot advertise, the public image is the image that strikes the eye of the reporter and is depicted by his pen. The subtlest little twist can be accorded to lawyers who are in favor of putting their names in the paper when they win the case and leaving it out when they lose. That's a great effect. Nobody can do anything about it. But we feel so strongly about this, Your Honor, that there must be a fair trial in this case, that it must be accorded primarily for the benefit of the defendant and for the equal benefit of the state, but also for the community, which has been brought into question by what has occurred here, that I am authorized to say for all of us that whatever order Your Honor has us, we will follow that order into whatever court it may later be drawn, and to the best of our collective ability, sustain it and defend the position of the court in whatever action the court thinks is proper under these circumstances. Your Honor, excuse me a moment.
Representation. allegation that it was contemptuous or in any way prejudicial to a fair trial to have Mr. Haynes say that he would follow Your Honor's request and file his motions in writing. Actually, in this situation, of course, Your Honor is very learned in this one. We're thankful to help guide us through here. But in truth, there's not a whole lot that's been settled in this area of the law. Shepherd against Maxwell started. I don't think there's been any allegation here at all that the types of things there have been done in this case. That was clearly horrible. He did, though, mention the Kaufman report concerning the types of statements that are prohibited. The Kaufman report, as well as the American Bar Association written report, in virtually the same language, after they left the types of things which are prohibited, which basically the types of things prohibited in the orders of this case. I'm reading now from the Kaufman Report, page 24. The foregoing shall not be construed to preclude the lawyer during this period. This is an applicable material in between. Shall not be construed to preclude the lawyer from quoting or referring without comment public records of the court in this case. Or from announcing the scheduling or results.
So what report is this?
The Kaufman Report. Bert, would you?
I'm copy that. Go ahead and read it.
That's what I'm quoting from. Point is, Your Honor, that this Kaufman report does not preclude a lawyer from quoting or referring without comment public records of the court in the case or from announcing the scheduling or result of any stage in the judicial process. Now, scheduling of a stage of the judicial process, which I don't think there could be any argument, simple filing of a motion without content, without reference to its content, as a stage in the judicial process. So, commercial appeal article, even if all that is alleged there is taken as true against this respondent, Mr. King, I think there can be no question that is not contempt. Now I turn, Your Honor, to Exhibit B, the press summary article, Thursday, September 12th. We have Mr. Haynes' third or fourth hand